What you're about to hear is a phone conversation with Chris Mealing, design manager at H5M. H5M has been selected to receive an Autodesk BIM Experience Award for the month of August 2009. H5M is a design joint venture team comprised of engineers from Hatch, Mott, McDonald, and the MMM Group. I'm Ralph Bond for Autodesk, and in this podcast, Chris discusses the massive Portman Highway 1 project in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the value of a single integrated 3D model for this massive transportation project. Chris, would you describe for us the scope of the Portman Highway 1 project and H5M's commitment to BIM on this project?
The Portman Highway 1 project is being delivered on behalf of the province in British Columbia and involves the widening and reconstruction of about 37 kilometers of highway, the Trans-Canada Highway in and around Vancouver, BC. The project involves major replacement of the crossing of the Fraser River Bridge, as well as the reconstruction of about 13 interchanges along the corridor. Within that project, H5M is responsible for the design of all of the onshore works, which amounts to approximately 1.5 billion Canadian of the 2.4 billion total cost of construction for the project. H5M is, at this point, totally committed to the use of BIM and specifically the civil 3D package to integrate the complete civil design of the project for delivery to our design build contractor.
Why is building information modeling so instrumental to this project?
H5M is a joint venture of two major design firms, Hatch, Mott, McDonald and the MMM Group, and we manage in total a sub-consultant team of about 12 to 13 firms. The Portman Highway 1 project is unique in the sense that it's being delivered essentially simultaneously across the entire corridor. It's not a linear job in the sense that we can start at one end and work to the other. Essentially, all work is ongoing in some place simultaneously. That necessitates the need to build a single integrated modeling solution across what we've established as an integrated design team such that we can ensure consistency of the delivery of the design across the whole project.
Would you give us a few specific examples of how BIM has provided unique design capabilities on this project?
A specific example is that one of the core components of the project is the redevelopment of what's known as the Cape Horn Interchange within Greater Vancouver. Redevelopment of this interchange involves a significant number of individual highway alignments in the order of 50 or so individual alignments and is a part of a complex sequence involving relocation of an existing railway yard, a major trunk sanitary sewer, overhead power distribution and transmission lines, and up to 15 structures all under construction at the same time. Through all of this, the interchange needs to remain open to all of the existing traffic. The ability to develop the design within a single integrated model allows us to track and manage the complexity of all these interacting features in a dramatically more efficient way than we would have in the past. In general, beyond that, as I've said before, the other issue is we are currently developing 42 bridges and approximately 170 retaining walls across the corridor, as well as literally hundreds of culverts and drainage facilities. Many of these facilities are under construction at the same time in a complicated interlocked sequence owing to the fact that the highway remains under live traffic at all stages of construction. The only way to ensure that these features can be constructed in the time that the construction staging permits is to ensure that they are fully integrated in a single model so we can track the interactions.
Chris, what's been the impact of building information modeling and using software like Civil 3D in terms of helping you stay on schedule or perhaps even a bit ahead of schedule?
I think it's been crucial to our ability to stay ahead of the contracting team. The project is being delivered on an extraordinarily aggressive timeline and involves simultaneous design and construction across the corridor. We think at this point that the use of Civil 3D in an integrated sense is one of the crucial factors that allows the design team to stay consistently ahead of the contractor on a day-to-day basis.
How do you envision building information modeling transforming the building and construction industry in general as we go forward into the future?
I think it is as the information, the ability to process and use information has grown over the recent time and continues to evolve, our clients and our contractors' expectations as to the availability of data in real time is significantly higher than it was in the past. And the precision with which they estimate their quantities and program their work continues to increase on a day-to-day basis. the use of direct output from design software to use machine control is becoming common and prevalent, and those kind of technologies are only going to continue to increase as the work goes forward, and then that model of direct output from the design model will be continue to expand throughout the heavy civil construction industry to drainage features, structural design, and other more traditional elements of construction and design work.
For more about the H5M story, visit www.autodesk.com and search using keywords BIM Experience Award.